What is going on, everybody? We are back for season 2, episode 26 of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. It's hard to believe we only have 2 episodes left after this. We've got a real quick podcast for you today. We'll lead with some news and sports before a quick announcement regarding applications for our Foreign Child Learning Center. Stick around for another great episode coming your way. Our graduation dates are all set and they are right around the corner, so let's revisit those dates. The Academy will hold their graduation on Friday, June 7th, Foreigns will be held on Monday, June 10th, and Law will have theirs on Tuesday, June 11th. All 3 will be held at their respective schools at 5:15 p.m. The middle schools all have theirs the same day on June 6th. East Shore has theirs set for 6:15 at Foreign. West Shore's is at Law, also at 6:15. Harborside's graduation will be held at Parsons at 4:45. We also have our last day of school set for June 11th. That is just 18 days from today, and then summer break is officially here. We have a couple congratulations due for today's episode. Foreign has hired Jeff Raiusi as their new athletic director for next school year, following in the footsteps of Anthony Vitelli, who will be retiring. Mr. Raiusi has been a member of the faculty at Foreign since 2018, serving as a health and physical education teacher with additional duties at the academy. Prior to coming to Milford, he spent 1 year at Louis Marin School in Bridgeport as a physical education teacher. In addition to his teaching responsibilities, Raiusi has been an involved and active member of the Foreign High School community as a coach. He has served as the boys' basketball assistant coach, the girls' track and field head coach, as well as the boys' cross-country head coach. We also want to congratulate our teacher, para, and parents of the year, traditionally surprised during the school day by Dr. Kutaya. Foreign's Rachel Pangu was named as this year's teacher of the year, Patricia Fox as para educator of the year, and Amy and Rob Brenner were named as our parents of the year. Congratulations to all who were recognized. Your hard work and dedication certainly does not go unnoticed. That's all we have for news today. Stick around for sports coming up next. The SCC Outdoor Track and Field Championships took place on Tuesday, and a number of students saw great results. For Jonathan Law, senior Derek Wilder took third in the high jump. Senior Caden Simpson finished third in the 300-meter hurdles. Senior Alexis Barecki finished third in pole vault, and the girls' 4x100 relay team took third as well. For Foreign, senior Daniel Enrico came in third in the triple jump, and senior Kelly Aspers finished third in shot put. Jonathan Law's golf team defeated Foreign to take the Mayor's Cup. Law senior Jaden Archuleta was a medalist, shooting a 40. Jonathan Law's girls' tennis team is playing, as I currently speak, in the opening round of the Class L State Tournament. They are taking on Woodstock Academy. Foreign's girls tennis team is also traveling today for a 4:30 CIAC tournament match against Tolland. We hope they come out on top in advance. Our spring sports season is close to being over, but there is still some stuff to keep an eye out for. Be sure to visit Foreign and Law's athletics Twitter pages for more information. That's at foreignsports_AV for Foreign and at JLHS Athletics for Law. The Foreign Child Learning Center is a high-quality, developmentally appropriate half-day program for 3- and 4-year-old children. Children participate in a variety of play-based activities, including arts and crafts, story time, games, themed lessons, outdoor play, and more. The FCLC also serves as a laboratory classroom for high school students enrolled in our child development classes. Children must be 3 or 4 by September 1st for the 2024-25 school year program and must be Milford residents. The center hours are 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and we follow the Milford Public Schools calendar. The fee for attendance is $30 per day, payable monthly. A non-refundable registration fee of $100 is subtracted from the total tuition cost. Children must be fully potty trained for enrollment and should be able to fully undress, toilet, and dress themselves without the assistance of an adult. Full week attendance will receive first priority. If spots remain, part-time will be offered. Part-time is defined as attending the program for 3 days a week for tuition purposes. The center is under the direction of a full-time certified teacher and 2 professional teacher's aides. To apply, you can find the link, click under our latest news article, or scan the QR code in that same page. For questions, please contact Rachel Pangu at rpangu@milforded.org. That is all we have for today. It's a light episode, but we'll be back better than ever. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week for our most prevailing stories to date.